We are back again at the Renaissance Center on Witzel here in Oshkosh. The Fox Valley Plastic Surgery Headquarters will visit with Dr. Jantz a little about the laser center in this particular segment. First of all, Doctor, thank you for joining us again.
My pleasure, once again.
Why did you create a laser center here at Fox Valley Plastic Surgery?
Well, lasers are a great answer to treat multiple problems without doing big procedures. Without having to use numbing medicine or local anesthetics, we're able to treat things that we just can't otherwise treat with a scalpel or really any other tool. Using an energy makes us able to do things we just couldn't do any other way.
Are you sometimes amazed by the technology and what you're able to do now versus when you started back in 1993?
Absolutely. Just the quality of the lasers and what we consider the efficacy. And efficacy means how effective the treatment is. The efficacy is so different now. We're so much better at it. And the companies that produce lasers have gotten better at it too.
What are some of the things you would use a laser with now that maybe in the past you weren't able to?
Well, you know, there are lots of things that people can advertise a laser for that they may not work well for. For instance, treating light-colored hair doesn't work very well with any laser. But treating dark hair, people really are treating hair. They're treating lip hair. They're treating chin hair, women especially, but men as well. And they're treating, you know, bikini lines. And people are trying to be less hairy. And so treating hair is the technology is incredibly better in the last 15 years for treating that. Removing tattoos, tightening skin, getting rid of redness in their skin, getting rid of brown spots. People actually are realizing that even the backs of their hands age them, and they want to get rid of the brown spots in the backs of their hands. And so we're able to do all that now without having to put a needle in them, without having to cut anything, without having to burn anything, without leaving a scar.
Doctor, your practice clearly has put a lot of time and resources into the creation of your laser center here at the Renaissance Center. Describe some of the technology you've invested in.
Well, I'd really, you know, we have five different lasers in our office that do a multitude of procedures. You know, the use of those lights allows us to do everything we've talked about and treat varicose veins as well. We are able to tighten the skin. We're able to do some of the newer techniques like profractional and broadband light treatments, where we're able to, with our Cyton Joule laser, we're quite able to tighten somebody's skin, really as a lunchtime type of tightening, with them able to leave our office and just go right back to work.
That is amazing. This particular laser, the Cyton Joule, as you call it, is this something that you have exclusively in this area?
Well, we have this laser. I don't know who else has it or doesn't mm-hmm. have it. We believe that we're the only board-certified plastic surgery office that utilizes this. You know, almost anybody can hang up a shingle and call themselves a cosmetic center. You have to be a board-certified plastic surgeon to say you're a plastic surgeon, or at least board-certified. And so we have specific knowledge and training in our residencies that qualifies us to use these lasers that other people might not have. And so we believe that we are exclusive as board-certified plastic surgeons using this in this area.
Dr. Jantz, there's a big advantage to this in the fact that there is no downtime as a result of using this particular laser. The other, I would think, is the portability of it.
Well, it is portable. The downtime is result dependent. Obviously, the people that want a bigger, longer lasting, better result sometimes will choose to have a more aggressive procedure. Now, in this laser, the more aggressive downtime results in 4 or 5 days where they're reduced in the public eye. This is a procedure, though, that people have done. They can have some redness or scaling if they go to the higher levels of peeling, but it's not something where they look red and look weepy and look like they, you know, threw gasoline on the fire and were standing too close to it, which is what our old lasers mm-hmm. used to do to people.
Let's talk about the specific treatments you use the laser systems with, starting with the lighter therapy used here at the Fox Valley Plastic Surgery Renaissance Center. Describe BBL, which is broadband light therapy, first of all, for me.
Laser really implies a single focus of light. And when I say focus, I mean a wavelength. And light comes in different colors, and the different color light you use will be absorbed by different colors. And so if you want to treat, as an example, you want to treat red on somebody's face, the best single color wavelength is called 532 nanometers. It's a green light. Green is attracted to red, red to green. So when we have somebody with red faces, their face is red or flushed, they have rosacea, and the medicine just isn't working for them, we will treat them with a band of green lights, not just 532, but from, let's say, 500 to 600. And so we will, in that broad band of light, BBL is that series of lights. And so we have a series of filters for this machine, this laser machine, where we can actually, instead of spraying one wavelength, we can, some reds are a little different colors than somebody else's reds. And so it might not be 532, but we can spray that whole spectrum of light. And so we have different filters for different colors that we want to treat. And so it really allows us to be artists and really paint the picture based on what the patient's presentation is.
Because everybody is different and everybody has a different skin type, exactly.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little about the BBL used to remove hair as well. This is something else you'll do with broad band light therapy.
And that's exactly true, but if you look at a hair follicle at some point in time and everybody's plucked a hair follicle, and it almost in some ways doesn't matter what color the hair is, but at the base of that, the hair follicle base is usually dark brown black. And so treating the brown black colors under the skin with that broadband light, we can inactivate the hair follicle by hitting it with this energy. It damages the hair follicle and makes hair not grow.
Now, as far as the treatments, there are two specific treatments with BBL. You can go as far as to shrink blood vessels with this.
Oh, absolutely. That's the idea of red and green lights. The idea is you can shrink vessels. You can reduce. The medical term for a red face is rosacea. But we can use these laser lights on people's faces. We can use it on their hands. We can use it on their legs, the tip of their nose.
Now, on a website, fvpsurgery.com, you have some examples of some of the patients you've been able to help with this particular laser, right?
Yeah, and to be clear, I'd indicate that we don't airbrush any of our photographs on our website. Everything people can see is true stuff. We don't touch up the photos to make them look good. These are actual patients that we've treated that we're showing when we're showing our treatment results.
You can find that again at www.fvpsurgery.com. They feature, again, the after photos, no retouch at all. And we, of course, are at the Renaissance Center here on Witzel. We're talking with Dr. David Jansen. Talking about some of the success with treatment called Skin Tight. What exactly happens with that?
Well, Skin Tight is a BBL, and to get skin to tighten usually requires that a element of heat be delivered to the skin. To get collagen to actually tighten within the skin, we want to deliver energy to it. And the energy we're looking for, and the skin really doesn't care that how the deeper surface gets its energy delivered. It just doesn't want the outside burned while you're getting the energy to the deeper surface. So by using different wavelengths of light, we're able to deliver heat to the area under the skin without damaging the outer skin. And by doing that, that skin under the skin develops, in, for lack of a better way of saying it, an internal or deeper skin scarring, and that scarring causes tightness, and the skin actually tightens by that heat process. It's not an immediate effect. It is an effect that occurs it starts at the time of the treatment, but is progressive. And so people have that done. Their result improves over months from when it's done. And so patients have to be patient with that, but they get a great result from the Skin Tight. And again, that's a lunchtime procedure.
Skin Tight, so relatively low downtime to no downtime for the folks. At the same time, giving an example of where you would use a Skin Tight laser.
I think any any man or woman that says, you know, I'm just getting really fine wrinkling. I don't want to have any downtime. I want to come in and I want to get done, but I'm going to my kid's basketball game tonight. And that sort of a procedure, that's somebody that would be a great candidate for a skin tight procedure.
And you can get it done in an hour?
Oh, less than an hour.
And no ill effects. I can go to that basketball game that night.
That's correct.
Amazing. And I'll look younger as a result of this.
A little red, like a low-grade sunburn, kind of for an hour or two, but that typically settles and is gone.
That's amazing. We're going to take a quick break. We are coming back with more in just a few minutes. We're talking with Dr. David Jansen from the Renaissance Center. If you'd like to find out more information, again, I want to give that website with the after pictures as well as the before pictures. Nothing retouched. www.fvpsurgery.com. You can call the offices as well at 233-1540, 233-1540. They're located on Witzel here in Oshkosh.